Democratic and Republican presidential candidates spend a lot of time talking about America's place in the world. Yesterday, we spoke with Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. We asked him about the role foreign policy advisors play in campaigns.
In my experience, candidates rarely subject themselves to people who they fundamentally disagree with. So it often gives you some insight into their own thinking and orientation and potentially who they would appoint.
With this in mind, the senior editor of All Things Considered, Martha Wexler, spoke with key foreign policy advisors on many of the campaigns, and she joins me now to talk about this. Martha, who is it that's advising the campaign? Start with the Republicans.
Okay, well, if you are looking for marquee names on the Republican side, look no farther than John McCain, who, of course, has a lot of foreign policy experience himself. You know, the biography, former prisoner of war in Vietnam, longtime senator. And he has attracted luminaries from the Republican foreign policy establishment. Five secretaries of state, from Henry Kissinger to Colin Powell, have either endorsed him or signed up in some way in an advisory capacity. They are largely those silent partners in this campaign. There is someone on the Rudy Giuliani team, though, who is not so silent. That would be Norman Podhoretz, who's a very prominent neoconservative. He's written some provocative titles, a book called World War IV, The Long Struggle Against Islamofascism, and then an article called The Case for Bombing Iran. Now, the Giuliani campaign wants to have him there for a reason, but I spoke with Giuliani's chief foreign policy advisor, a man named Charles Hill, and he tried to distance Giuliani from Podhoretz. Let's just listen to some tape.
Norman Podhoretz's views, Norman would himself say, and he says it again and again, are his views. They're, I think, in some sense, unique to him. He's the only advisor among the 60 or so that we have who holds that particular view. It's not the view of Mayor Giuliani.
So, Martha, it sounds like he's there for a reason, but the Giuliani campaign wants to back away from him as well.
Yes, that's true, although you have to remember Giuliani does talk also about the threat from Iran quite a bit and Islamofascism. And, of course, Giuliani harkens back to 9/11 all the time. Interestingly, Mitt Romney's advisor, a man named Stephen Schrage, also evoked 9/11 in a conversation we had to boost Romney's foreign policy credentials. Romney is not known so much for his expertise. But let's listen to what the Romney advisor said.
He's been one of the leading businessmen in North America for decades. He brought the nations of the world together after 9/11 to host the Olympics in America.
So the Olympics.
Yes, that is meant to stress Romney's prowess in unifying people.
What about the Democrats, Martha? Who is advising them?
Well, again, if you're looking for names that you know, look to the Hillary Clinton campaign. She has many former officials from her husband's administration. Madeleine Albright is advising the campaign, former Secretary of State, Richard Holbrooke, former UN ambassador. She's also signed up Wesley Clark, the former NATO commander. In fact, there's a new ad out.
I'm Wes Clark. I commanded our forces in Europe when we won the fight to halt ethnic cleansing in Kosovo. I've known Hillary Clinton for 24 years. I know she has what it takes to end the war in Iraq, avert war with Iran, and restore our country's standing in the world.
Hillary Clinton has got other retired officers signed up for her campaign. The campaign touts all these endorsements from military veterans. Mm. Interestingly, Senator Edwards has a separate advisory group on military affairs, includes many also retired officers. His advisor, a man named Michael Signer, told me that Senator Edwards consulted with this military group as he was formulating this idea that the whole notion of the war on terror is nothing more than a bumper sticker.
So there's a lot of the Democrats are trying to attract military advisors.
Well, yes, and I guess the presumption is that Democrats are often accused of being somehow weak on national security, and we are at war, and they want to boost these credentials.
Now, did all of Bill Clinton's staff go to the Hillary campaign, or were there defectors?
No. Some of them went to Barack Obama, notably Bill Clinton's former national security advisor, Anthony Lake, and also Susan Rice, who was the assistant secretary of state under Bill Clinton for Africa. And I spoke with her the other day, and she talked a little about her choice to go to the Obama campaign. We can listen to her.
If you listen to Senator Clinton's rhetoric and her writings on foreign policy. She often talks about restoring respect for America, restoring American power. She talks in terms of, in effect, getting back to the halcyon days of the 1990s, whereas Senator Obama's language and his orientation are not so much retrospective as prospective.
So, Martha, let me ask you a last question. Are there candidates who, you mentioned John McCain, who could be their own foreign policy advisors, who don't need them as much as others?
Well, yes, of course, on the Democratic side. Senator Biden comes to mind, as well as Governor Richardson. Governor Richardson was an ambassador to the United Nations. Senator Biden is now the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and really doesn't need any prep from anybody on many of these issues. And, of course, he touts that in the debates and in the campaign.
All things considered, senior editor Martha Wexler. Thanks very much, Martha.
You're very welcome.